Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hamas. About 3,200 rockets have been fired from Gaza civilian areas at Israeli civilian areas since last Monday. Though the Israeli military said many either had fallen short or been intercepted by the Iron Dome aerial defense system. Egypt and Qatar's efforts to broker a truce have stalled over two main points. Israel's insistence that Hamas must initiate the ceasefire, and then Hamas' insistence that any ceasefire must include the ending of Israel's provocations at a mosque in Jerusalem and a resolution of the Sheikh Jarrah eviction threat. The former Minnesota police officer charged with manslaughter for fatally shooting 20-year-old Dante Wright during a traffic stop near Minneapolis last month will go on trial beginning December 6. Dante Wright was shot while fighting police officers arresting him for an outstanding warrant. Officer Kimberly Potter says she mistook her service gun for her taser. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
President Biden has announced new child tax credit distributions. Tim Berg reports.
President Biden is cheering the pending distribution of direct payments to families under the child tax credit.
I'm announcing today that on July 15th and the 15th of every month thereafter throughout the year, you will get deposited in your bank account half of your tax cut, at least $250 per child each month.
Speaking at the White House, Biden saying it will give families a break. Roughly 39 million families will start receiving monthly child tax credit payments in mid-July. Those payments going to roughly 39 million people, and according to the IRS, the increased amounts are phased out for families with incomes over $150,000 for married taxpayers filing joint returns, along with qualifying widows or widowers, $112,000 for heads of households, and $75,000 for all other taxpayers.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
President Biden is pushing for a ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas deadly conflict. Tim Berg from the Phoenix, USA Radio News Bureau reports.
President Biden wants a ceasefire between Israel and the Hamas terrorists in the Gaza Strip. The president speaking with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu as the conflict between the Israelis and Palestinians moves into its second week. As far as the United States' role in this conflict, Dan Senior is a former policy advisor to Mitt Romney's 2012 presidential campaign. He tells CBS this morning,
they do not appear to want to get dragged into the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. And again, they do not appear to want to start, you know, negotiating with Hamas. So I think they will play a role, but not a lead role. I think you should look for Egypt right now. Historically, Egypt has, you know, played an intermediary role in bringing down the temperature in these situations.
Israel's military is ranked 16th in the world. By comparison, the United States ranks number one, followed by Russia, China, India, France, and Britain. Representative Matt Gaetz, a Republican from Florida, legal and political problems are intensifying as his former associate pleaded guilty on Monday to sex trafficking a minor and agreed to cooperate with federal prosecutors. Joel Greenberg, a former Florida County official and close confidant of Gaetz, confessed in court to six federal criminal counts, including fraud, stalking, and aggravated identity theft. Gaetz was not mentioned during the plea hearing Monday morning, nor in the 86-page agreement between Greenberg and prosecutors. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
Minutes after the top of the hour. Welcome back. Bill Martinez here, and we've got James Herson, yes, the New York Times bestselling author, media, and legal analyst. Hey, Mr. James, how you doing there in California? You got a little bit of a recall going on. You guys are still under pressure. Last I heard, Governor Newsom says, mask schmacks, who cares? Everybody's still wearing masks until I say you're not wearing a mask.
Well, that's true. Yeah, he continues to do that. And a lot of state spending of COVID dollars to try to avoid getting recalled are current, basically taking the money that comes from the taxpayers that is printed up and then given to California all kinds of new handouts,
right,
to try to buy his way out of the recall. It's going to be interesting to see. They're pulling out all the stops to keep that guy in office. But we'll see what happens.
Like you say, it's the pattern of the Democrats. They've been buying votes from day one. They figure out how to do it. What I love is the genius that when they go to buy votes, it's not with their own money. It's with other people's money. It's like our treasury, right?
No, I mean, it's not even with other people's money. It's with fictitious money that is created out of thin air that it ends up being what Milton Friedman called the invisible tax,
yes,
which we're now in. As everybody's getting shocked to see what's happening to commodities and groceries and gasoline and all kinds of energy costs, and so we're in an inflationary cycle, which is a tax because it means that any cash that or cash equivalents that anyone has no longer has the buying power it used to.
Exactly.
And we haven't seen that for decades, and so that's why the comparisons to Jimmy Carter continue.
Exactly. Right. Yeah, welcome back to '70s one more time. Although, as one said, I think maybe you and I talked about it, the music was better, and so maybe it's good to have a little bit of a return, you know, to the '70s. But, yeah, gas lines and all the other stuff, no, we should think that we're a lot smarter than that, but I guess not. And once again, these policies – go ahead.
No, I was going to say the 70s music is a perfect segue to my current article, which is on a guy named Vincent Fernier. And Vincent Fernier recently came out and talked about how God saved his life. But the interesting thing is Vincent Fernier is also known as Alice Cooper. Alice Cooper, who is considered the father of shock rock. And I share a story with you. Many years ago, it was probably in the 70s, I was at an entertainment event with my wife, and we were seated at a table for dinner, and a couple joined us at this table. And believe it or not, the couple was Alice Cooper and Cassandra Peterson, who is better known as Elvira. So they were together and had been, either came to our table or whatever it was. So we had dinner with that couple and spent time with them. And the four of us just had a ball. Cassandra Peterson started as a stand-up comic, and she is so funny.
Yeah, she's a hoot.
And so we're just sitting there laughing, and I was struck, because in the beginning, you know, Cassandra Peterson had the makeup on, but Alice Cooper did not.
Interesting.
And I initially didn't really recognize them because at the time, you know, I'm like a soul musician, and I wasn't following shock rock, you know, so closely. But he's the most unassuming, kind of down-to-earth person. He happens to be a scratch golfer.
I was going
to
say he's a good golfer, yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, he grew up in the Phoenix area, and he's always played golf. But the interesting thing is, in recent years, he's told what amounts to a testimony. He, in the 80s, had been in denial about his alcohol use. He was drinking with other rock stars and drinking at these, concerts. He was doing an incredible amount of concerts per year. And he describes the shock one morning when he started to throw up blood.
Wow.
And his wife, coincidentally, Alice Cooper, this guy, you know, the wild lifestyle, the makeup, the shock rock. He's has an extremely successful marriage, been married for 4.5 decades.
Wow.
To this same woman, and he says he's never been unfaithful. Alice Cooper reads the Bible every day and prays, and he credits God with a miracle in his life because he had a lot of people didn't know this, but his dad and his grandfather were evangelists, and his wife's father was an evangelist. And I'm talking about they were pastors, you know.
Right, exactly.
And so he had the faith in him, and all these people were praying for him, and he had a stint in a hospital, and when he came out, all of his cravings, which were really strong cravings for decades for alcohol, were gone. It vanished. He never took a drink again. And not only did he become healthy, he ended up counseling other people in the music business, which of course, you know, substance abuse is rampant among musicians and people that were contemporaries of Alice Cooper, like Jimi Hendrix and others. I mean, they died before they hit 30, a whole bunch of them.
Amazing, yeah. You think about
and
it.
He would be dead. He's the first to see. He would be dead, but for the amazing miracle that came from God. And so I just find it striking that here's this guy known for outrageousness, for horror imagery on stage, who is, you know, an amazing actual performer in terms of pleasing audiences. But he's the least likely person that would be able to uplift people in the way he is now. Because this is his testimony's gone public a couple of times, but most recently it hit the newspapers because the New York Post put in a piece about him giving credit to Christ, to his Christianity, and that it miraculously changed his life.
Wow. This is the blind man seeing again. Right? Or seeing for the first time. You know, to have that kind of conversion, that's a testimony that can't be denied, can't be taken away from him. So what is the Post going to do? They've got to report it for what it is. And, you know, and hopefully it's like all things that happen with God, the word goes out and it finds its mate and attaches to the other people that it needs to, you know, it needs to attach to, so that they, too, can have a personal experience with Jesus Christ, right?
And that's what he talks about. He says, you know, a lot of people overcomplicate
Right.
I'll tell you what, James. We've got to go to break. Let's go to break. We'll pick it up from there. We've got more from James Herson after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA is working closely with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention and with other federal partners to provide COVID-19 vaccines as quickly and safely as they can. The VA knows that you have lots of questions and information is changing so fast, so please check back to the VA.gov website for updates, and they will continue to update the website on a regular basis to give you the latest information. If you find yourself not enrolled in the VA, but you need a COVID-19 vaccine, then go to the VA.gov and locate the nearest VA facility to you so you can reach out and find out how you can schedule your vaccine shots. If you happen to be not only a veteran, but a spouse of a veteran or caregiver or a CHAMP VA recipient, the VA will contact you and let you know when your vaccine shot will be ready. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. This is Dan Perkins, and thanks for listening.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
The brightest sunrise, waiting on the other side, on the darkest night. Don't ever lose hope, hold on, and believe. Maybe you just haven't seen it, just haven't seen it.
19 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you with us as we remain fresh and independent just for you. Okay, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. The best-selling author and media analyst, legal analyst, James Herson continues with us. James, I wanted to finish up that story with about Alice Cooper. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. Alice Cooper, as I said, prays and reads the Bible every day.
Mm-hmm.
And the same book that he reads every day has all of these figures that God chose. And they're not the kind of people that we would choose. They're different than what we would choose. The most influential apostle, St. Paul, was a Pharisee who was murdering Christians and, of course, had his conversion on the road to Damascus. You know, Moses was a murderer. David was a murderer. You know, it's like when Samuel went to Jesse, who had all these wonderful sons that possibly could be the king of Israel. Samuel interviewed them all, and God told Samuel, no, no, that's not quite right. Ask Jesse if he's got another son.
Right.
And the other son was out with the sheep, and Jesse was like, you really want to interview this guy? He's just my youngest. You don't want to. He's hanging out with the sheep.
Mm-hmm.
He smells funny. And, you know, he ended up being the greatest king of Israel and someone who was ultimately would give birth to the Savior of the world through his line.
Exactly.
But so God elects people that we wouldn't think. So God, it's fitting that a guy who is known for the father of shock rock now comes out and gives this compelling testimony. And I'm not sure whether he does it at his shows, but people know and they get to know because the word spreads. And he's been very good at PR. You know, it's interesting. When originally Alice Cooper was the name of the band, not the name of the guy, but the front man, Vincent, was so dominant that when the band broke up in the 70s, he took the name.
Yeah,
he still
exactly.
does, like...
back in those early days, he had Todd Rundgren with him, and Todd Rundgren is a talent and a half. I mean he had some great musicians involved in that group.
Oh, absolutely. But the thing that really sort of catapulted Alice Cooper as a band was an accident. He was on stage at a rock festival in Toronto, and he had this routine he did with a feather pillow, and somehow a chicken had gone, wandered onto the stage and nestled into the feather pillow. And so Cooper picks it up, and there's a chicken there. And he grew up in the Phoenix area. He had no contact with farm animals. And so he thought chickens could fly.
Yeah.
So he tossed it out, thinking it would fly over the crowd, and it landed like a thud in the early rows. And the chicken had a bad time, you know, had an early demise.
Yes.
But the press, as the press is wont to do, came up with a whole fanciful story that the front man for Alice Cooper had bitten the head off a chicken and drank its blood.
Yeah, right.
And that story spread around the world.
Mm-hmm.
And Alice Cooper's producer at the time was Frank Zappa. And Zappa sees the coverage. He calls up Alice Cooper. He says, is this true? Did you do this? And Alice Cooper says, no, I didn't. They just threw the chicken out. He says, and Zappa says, don't tell anybody that you didn't do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Great. You know, it's like, So
Ozzy Osbourne says, but no, it was me. I did it.
Yeah, right. And there were a host of, you know, this story has been told about Ozzy Osbourne and Manson and all these rockers.
Yeah.
But in any case, that was an accident that ended up propelling the career of Alice Cooper. But I would say this, he's talented as a songwriter and a performer.
Yes.
If he hadn't done the makeup and the shocking name and all that stuff and the horror imagery, he still would have been a success in my view, because he was kind of like a precursor of all these other front men like Freddie Mercury and the people that came up in the 80s and the hair bands.
Mm-hmm.
But
you know, sometimes what happens, though, James, is their outrageousness can overshadow their skill set. And I think with Alice Cooper, a little bit of that came into play because, as you said,
so
as an outright musician,
he's unbelievable. But, you know, people could get distracted by, you know, by that. But it's always interesting, you know, the lure of musicians and, you know, maybe it was, you know, this whole COVID thing could have started way back with Ozzy Osbourne biting the, you know, the head of the bat. Wasn't it the head of a bat or something? Maybe yeah, the bats were getting, yeah.
Yeah, that was another one of those stories the press came up with. But you're right. Maybe he did it. Maybe Dr. Fauci planted the bat.
Yeah.
You don't know. Yeah. But I'm so glad, you know, to see Alice Cooper becoming someone that's going to bring people to
yes.
God. And maybe Ozzy Osbourne.
And who would have thunk? Who would have thunk?
No.
That
and
Alice,
that's the whole
Cooper
idea.
Like it. Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly.
Who would have thunk that Saul would become Paul and that, you know, the people that got elected in the Bible would end up being the people that they were. So, you know, God, as they say, God moves in mysterious ways. But in any case,
yeah,
he was healed and he never went back. And people
it was instantaneous, wasn't it? Wasn't it, James? It was really quick. I mean, the doctors couldn't believe it. Yeah, I mean, they said, wait a minute, somebody with your addiction, usually they hide liquor bottles all over the place. But no, I mean, his wife said, it's time for a wake-up call. And boom, just like that, chakalaka, he's done.
Yeah, it was the doctors called it a miracle, and Cooper calls it a miracle. And anyone that's dealt with friends or themselves had to deal with recovery knows that every single addiction recovery is a miracle. And it's
without a doubt.
Always through the grace of God.
Amen. Hey, a couple of minutes left. Speaking of musicians, last week you had written about Roger Daltrey, schooling the woke generation. So you got a couple of minutes here. I'm going to let you bring us home, okay?
Okay, sure. Well, there's another, you know, legendary performer, Roger Daltrey, and Roger Daltrey is the lead singer of The Who. And it turns out, you know, Roger Daltrey has actually been he used to be a lefty and supporting the Labor Party. And slowly but surely, there's a whole group of creative people in the UK, in the United Kingdom, Britain, that have been upset at the severe lockdown, the inability to perform, and they've started to question what's going on over there. It's even worse in Britain than it is in parts of America, you know. But in any case, he basically has spoken publicly calling the woke generation someone that is creating a terrifying, miserable world. And he is contrasting another very creative group, of course, The Who, even earlier than Alice Cooper. The Who was a performance art rock band, and they celebrated their artistic freedom by destroying their instruments on stage at
exactly.
the end of the show. and that spread a lot of PR. Mm-hmm. But they also
you remember when Sullivan's watching him break up the equipment? He just couldn't believe it. It just blew his mind.
Yeah, it did.
Well, we got to leave it there begrudgingly and to be continued. The best-selling author, media and legal analyst, James Herson. Thank you, James. Take care. God bless.
Take care. God bless. School's out for summer.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer
offer you wonderful money-saving benefits. But you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The Israeli military hit Gaza with airstrikes on Monday, saying it was targeting the homes and infrastructure of Hamas. About 3,200 rockets have been fired from Gaza civilian areas at Israeli civilian areas since last Monday, though the Israeli military said many either had fallen short or been intercepted by the Iron Dome aerial defense system. Egypt and Qatar's efforts to broker a truce have stalled over two main points: Israel's insistence that Hamas must initiate the ceasefire, and then Hamas' insistence that any ceasefire must include the ending of Israel's provocations at a mosque in Jerusalem and a resolution of the Sheikh Jarrah eviction threat. The former Minnesota police officer charged with manslaughter for fatally shooting 20-year-old Dante Wright during a traffic stop near Minneapolis last month will go on trial beginning December 6. Dante Wright was shot while fighting police officers arresting him for an outstanding warrant. Officer Kimberly Potter says she mistook her service gun for her taser. USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Oh, you're going to like this next topic. We're going to have with Jeff Kemp. I'm sure when he saw it come across his email, he's going, oh, goodness. Martinez has really put me in the crosshairs on this one. The topic is, when did you realize it was not your job to fix your spouse? Oh, mucho caliente, let me tell you. Okay, just calm down just a minute, because we're going to put this right where it belongs in just a moment here. Jeff Kemp, the former NFL quarterback, and you say, what do NFL quarterbacks have to do with marriage and relationships? This is where Jeff's heart has been, really, even from day one he was wired this way, about relationships. And, of course, God's been using him and his ministry to deal with family issues and marriage and counseling and, things about, things from the Word of God. And interestingly enough, in a culture right now that wants to resist, you know, Jeff, I got to bring you on here right now. I know you're probably taking a deep breath and go, oh, God, give me the words. How you doing, buddy?
Good, Bill. And that's a good prayer all the time. Oh, God, give me the words, give me the actions, and give me the attitude of humility to be able to handle this radio interview and be able to handle my marriage and be able to handle our day. So God help us. I hope you can handle your radio show with God's wisdom, which takes humility. But I love this topic. I think, you know what? You said that I was a football player, but I've been committed to marriage. I needed so much help when I got married 38 years ago to Stacy, to make our marriage strong. And we got so much mentoring, so much coaching, so much biblical content. And we started sharing that with the other people on our team and then our teams, because we got traded. And then we brought them in our home and we watched these videos from Gary Smalley. And said, hey, we're not fixed, but we're getting help. Do you want to go through these with us? Mm-hmm. And that began our life of marriage investing. And I think that it's good for people to stop right now and think about marriage and realize the reason it's not doing well in our society and in our own lives
is because we take a consumer approach to it instead of an investor approach.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Well, speaking of Gary, I just spoke last Friday with his son, Greg. You know, Gary has since passed, as you know. Mm-hmm. And Greg has picked up the mantle. And Erin, I think she gets really nervous when, you know, when Greg and I talk.
We go to the edges.
We go to the edges. You know, it's like we're full spear to Rome, man, I'm telling you. But, hey, you know, the joy of the Lord is our strength, and he keeps us out of the briars as best we can. But we're, you know, we're dealing with these tough questions, just like you say. And you know, because, guys, our nature is we want to fix things. I mean, we got tool belts. You know, there's a problem. You know, we got the solution. We got this, honey. Don't worry. And, boy, but when it comes to our spouses, you know, God has a different prescription that is counter what we would say would be the male nature.
Yeah, I mean, it's really important to remember that God is a God of relationships. He made us human beings for a relationship. And the best relationship is oneness, where you identify with and attach yourself to and become symbiotically committed to that person. That's the way God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are with each other.
Yeah.
And that's why he says that husband and wife become one, and that's a picture of God's loving character, and secondly, his love for us, the church. That,
exactly.
And Jesus was willing to die for us when we didn't want it or deserve it.
Yeah.
So if you have a big picture of marriage for God's blueprints, then you can say, okay, so we really need God's help to do this, don't we? Okay, so maybe God's mission in this is not to make me happy, but to make me more like Jesus. And maybe some of the challenges and frustrations of our marriage, her imperfections, his imperfections, my own, are meant to help me depend on God and change my character to become more like Jesus. And I think all of us know that when you complained about something in your spouse, pointed out the negative, criticized it, was sarcastic, and tried to change them, fix them, punish them, critique them, you got bad results, right? It did not help. So the only person that you can directly change is you. Yeah. And you can only change with Jesus's help. It's humility-based. Once you change, the dynamic of the relationship changes, and that's the way to love your spouse, by working on yourself, praying for them, being honest with them, not hiding issues, but not trying to fix them as much as, hey, let's make the relationship better. And, you know, here's a great Gary Smalley question that he used to give to guys. He goes, are you too cheap or embarrassed to go to marriage counseling? Hey, don't worry. You've got a private, free, built-in marriage counselor, your wife.
Yeah.
Just ask her at a moment where there's a decent mood, 0 to 10, hey, babe, how's our relationship doing? And then when she says, you know, 3, and you thought it was an 8, don't roll your eyes and say, come on, it's at least a 6. Accept what she says, say thank you, and then ask this question. What would it take to move our relationship closer to a 10?
Yeah.
Right there, you just got some marriage coaching, some husbanding advice, some tips on playing the game in your marriage as a husband, or you could do the same thing as a wife to your husband. 0 to 10, how's that relationship? And what do you think would move it closer to a 10? And then keep in mind what they said. That's your game plan. And then ask God to help you put that game plan into practice.
Exactly.
I'll give an example. Recently, my wife told me that I've pretty much been a gentle guy my whole life, forgetful, ADD, not the biggest help around the house. She needed to remind me, you know, 4 times to do something. But lately, I'm a little bit more of a servant, and I might even be a little less forgetful. But when she critiques me or says you didn't do this or says I've hurt her feelings, I get really bristly. And she said, you know what? For some reason, you've become harsh in those instances, something you never were before. because I don't need you to be perfect and never, you know, do things wrong. I just need you to know when you hurt my feelings and care about that, care about me, and apologize sooner rather than, you know, delaying it, defending it, making it
right.
worse. And that
exactly.
I am a good eventual apologizer, but lately hasn't been as good of an immediate apologizer. So my wife gave me that advice. And you know mm-hmm. what? It's good advice. And
exactly.
I'm improving our marriage.
I'll tell you what crushes me, Jeff, just what Stacy just said to you. You know, you hurt me. Oh, my gosh. I mean, that when you hear those words coming from your wife.
You hurt me. Yeah,
oh, my gosh. That's devastating.
Well, we men feel like failures, and that's my problem.
Yeah.
I don't want to feel like a failure, particularly in the most important thing in my life, my marriage.
Yes.
So I kind of spin things in a way that says it wasn't really my fault. She was too sensitive. She overreacted, blah, blah, blah. I didn't.
Yeah, honey, what's the matter? You can't handle the blitz, huh? Come on, read my book.
I'm not quite that bad.
Well, that's okay, because I could just picture the book flying across the living room after that statement.
Right.
Of course, that's my statement. It's not Jeff's, ladies and gentlemen. So, yeah. I'm just being a smart aleck, but go ahead.
So I want to. You and I want to give people hope. We're not here
yes.
to critique them and say, oh, you're messing up your marriage. You should do better. Be more like Jesus. You know, you got to be an investor. You're acting like a consumer. Or if someone is divorced, that they should feel guilty. No, God has forgiven the past, and he wants to grow you and move you forward from this day forward. We want to say there's hope. And
yes.
the hope is in focusing on what God can do to change your character, to invest in your spouse, learn from them, give them the best experience possible, and that will start changing the dynamic of your relationship.
Yeah, it's amazing how when your perspective changes, Jeff, it's amazing what that does. It's that old saying, obstacles are what you see when you take your eyes off the goal. I changed that to say obstacles are what you see when you take your eyes off his goal. And when we realize what God's goal is about this incredible institution called marriage, it's to be a blessing that we can complete one another. It is an awesome vision that he has for us. Jeff Kemp, NFL former quarterback and ministry leader, has been with us. Thank you, Jeff, as always.
Your
blessing.
Your old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Gotta finish this today.
Cristiano's construction projects typically run smoothly, but this project's pipeline is about to burst.
Yo, boss, where do you want us to put this?
To the left.
Your other left. John.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
Peace.
schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Well, good morning, sunshine. Hope all is well for you. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez, and we have the good news girl, Samantha Mile, joining us now. By the way, there's so many great stories that she shares with us, and it just reminds us in our humanity. And, you know, forget about this crazy political stuff and this, you know, enmity that we find ourselves in, and, you know, all these different things that supposedly matter. And, you know, look, I have faith that we're going to be able to work through this, work this out, that, you know, we're smart enough at the end of the day to come to the right conclusion. And that will be the one that is consistent with our founding fathers and what this country's all about. And going back, as Jeff Kemp said earlier, you know, going back to our roots and understanding what is the strength of our humanity. The strength of our humanity comes from God. And when we're plugged into that, it goes well for us. Right now, we're going through a season. In fact, we just talked with George Barna. You know, Sam, I got to bring you on here right now just so that you can chime in on this. But we just had an important discussion with George Barna, interview with him, and he's done another study. And sadly, the millennials are so disconnected from God. They just have looked at the institutions, you know, based on their social media and information they've been getting, you know, from tech and all these other things, and not to mention schools and how they've been indoctrinated, that they really believe the institutions that they're supposed to rely on, whether it's marriage, family, church, you know, are just, they failed them, even their government. And they're disconnecting, and this is why they're running a bit towards socialism, because they're thinking, well, maybe socialism is the answer instead of, you know, reforming what we currently have. I think it's sad that they're going to have to go through that process, because what it means is they're going to have to learn the hard way that, you know, the certain laws like gravity still exist. You know what I mean?
Well, I think that college, like personally as a millennial myself, I think that it seems like college or people attending universities often has a lot to do with people maybe feeling more disconnected from those institutions you mentioned, because it doesn't really matter what you're studying. I mean, and I went to college, I guess, with a lot of, like when a lot of millennials went, we went, you know, 10 to 15 years, 20 years ago. And you would hear different stuff. I remember being in, like, classes that would have nothing to do, like, you know, having Al Gore documentary in my class for communication. Mm-hmm. And it was obvious, right, like, which answers you were supposed to kind of have, you know, which way you were supposed to respond. And I knew people who went into college Christian and then came out not. And it just, it really seemed like universities had a lot to do with that. And then you also go in debt. And if your college degree isn't useful, then you kind of think socialism sounds like a great idea, because now I'm like $100,000 in debt and I don't have a job and I can't afford to, you know, we graduate into a crappy economy. And, you know, I think that it seems kind of like, it seems kind of almost planned that it would turn out that way. I don't think it would be surprising if you had, you know, if you had, like you say, years ago.
Yeah. It failed them. I mean, you know, these things fell through. And it was almost like this was rigged in a way, but, you know, it was like the perfect storm. You know, marriage is falling apart. We got, you know, more people divorcing, I guess, than marrying anymore. And now these young kids are going, forget about marriage. You know, why do I want to go through what my parents went through, you know, a couple of times? You can't blame them for coming out with that bit of a conclusion. You know, I say right observation, wrong conclusion, and especially what they need to do, I think, for their own, their own lives and future, is to really stop and pause and think about, okay, how much of the information they have was based on indoctrination, like you said, is Pavlovian. Okay, look at, you want to get the right result in class, this is the right answer. Give the wrong answer, then, you know, you got hell to pay. You know, the rest of the group is going to, you know, cancel you. The teacher is, you know, you're back of the class with a dunce hat on. They're going to tighten up the screws on you. And this is what they do, sadly, in the classrooms. But it really takes a, very determined individual to know that they know. And you can't help but come out of 4 years of indoctrination and not be influenced by that. But, you know, sometimes what happens is these young kids are able to make the turn and realize that there's nothing like experience. Because once you get out there and you experience life, then you make some adjustments. Right now it's a little bit tougher because socialism and this idea of socialism has, you know, crept into our culture to such a degree that they're still protected. You know, the cancel culture is protecting this kind of silliness. And I say silliness only from a standpoint that, you know, there's just not enough experience beyond, you know, their emotions that they're, letting, you know, run their lives. But when they get some experience with it, they're going to start to realize, hey, certain things are valid, certain things are not. And they'll make the appropriate adjustments. That's my hope anyway. Well, look, at enough philosophy. Let's talk about this first grade teacher, and this is all kind of a lead in because right now there's this kind of anger, growing anger that people have across the country towards teachers because they're not in the classroom, they're getting paid and, you know, all these things. And we've reported on that as well. But there's still many teachers that have such hearts for their students. I mean, they're human beings. I mean, they care. And these are the ones that need to be celebrated. Are there teachers taking advantage? Yeah, maybe so, but I'm not the judge of that. That's, you know, that's up to them. But when you hear about like this first grade teacher who is visiting a student with cancer at his home every day, that's the kind of teacher and the kind of human experience I want to celebrate, Sam.
Oh, I mean, you know, a good teacher really can change your life and it'll stick with you forever. You know, there have been certain teachers that I've been lucky enough to have, and it changes you. Yeah. And Barb Heim, I believe she's been one of those teachers for 35 years. She's in her 35th year at Cano Valley Elementary School. Mm-hmm. And it was like in 2019 that she had actually noticed there was something off with one of her students, you know, during recess. Of course, all the kids run out and play, and the kids just have an abundance of energy. that we all watch them run around and desire ourselves.
Exactly.
Harrison Connor, right? It's like we're all sitting there like, I wish I had that energy. But Harrison, you know, he's a little first grader. He would get pale and he would just sit down while the other kids are playing. Well, that's not something a kid would do usually. Something's obviously going on when it becomes a regular thing. And time, the teacher actually ends up alerting this little boy's mother before Christmas break, and it turned out he ends up getting taken to the hospital and he gets diagnosed with leukemia.
Mm.
Well, he's fought to make his recovery, but of course he's missing school. You know, he has leukemia, everything that happened last year. And this teacher has decided that she's not going to let him fall behind. So every day she comes over and she brings goodies and she teaches him and she keeps him as part of the student's lives. He still feels like an active part of the student's lives. And his mom actually described her more. She's like, she's more than a teacher. It's more like an aunt coming over. Wow. And all her children love to see her and update her with everything that's going on in their lives. And, I think this teacher's, her being more like an aunt, to me, that shows people miss that connection. And, having this teacher look out and feel like family, what a amazing woman. And
she's doing this naturally, Sam. I mean,
she is.
Nobody's administrating this. This isn't coming down from the unions. This is a teacher's heart naturally being expressed. We got about 3 minutes left here, and I want to cover a couple of other stories of import here that you've presented to us, particularly this homeless chess champion. He's homeless, and now he's a chess master, and he's 10 years old. Are you kidding me?
That's right. So Tani Adewumi, he and his family fled Nigeria in 2017 after their lives were being threatened. And they eventually, came here to New York, and they end up living in a homeless shelter. And so he and his brother ended up enrolling in a nearby school and got part of the chess club. And whenever him and his mother told the coaches they were living at a shelter and couldn't pay the $330 enrollment fee, they ended up waiving it. And long story short, he ends up being amazing at chess at just eight years old. And his family gets popularity from it, and a GoFundMe page ends up raising $250,000 within 10 days. And he gets in an apartment. Well, now he's a fifth grader, and he emerged with he went to an in-person tournament in Connecticut, and he ends up emerging with a rating of 2,223, which made him an official national chess master. And his goal is to be the youngest grandmaster, and he wants to do it when he's 11 or 12. So this kid is just amazing.
Oh, wow.
They kind of compared him to the young woman in The Queen's Gambit, except he's even younger than the story, believe had been like based on the life of a real young guy.
Yeah.
It was changed for the show, but his chess, if anybody has ever tried to play it,
exactly.
Quite a game.
No,
of
to be that's amazing. Well, congratulations to him. And again, we're reminded that in our humanity, the cream always rises. Okay. And hard work does come with its dividends. Here it is. We've gone through this crazy pandemic, but still these 94-year-olds still find a way to come together and discover love, huh?
That's right. John Schultz and his girlfriend, Joy Moreau Nolfin, they're both 94 years old. They've both lost two spouses. Mm. They've been widowed twice. And, I just think their story is a cool story. I'm trying to state it. 94 years old, both of them, making it work during a pandemic. They said it was super difficult. But I just think this is a story, that they haven't given up on finding love. They haven't given up through the loss that they've experienced. They haven't given up through a pandemic. And I have a feeling this couple.
What a sweet story. And what a great example. We could probably learn so much from these two. Some other great stories that we are not able to get to, and I'll direct you to Sam's Corner at BillMartinezShow.com, and check them out. It'll make you smile, and hey, look at Jump for Joy. Why not for some great stories?
If there's a sudden disaster, and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis, and that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tech.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The